This podcast brought to you by Hope 103.2.
Good morning. Do you know that God has given us the Bible, given us His Word, because He wants us to know Him? He wants to get involved in our lives. And as you go into this day, you need to be aware that God is walking through this day with you. He not only sees what's going on in your day, but He's involved in it. And He wants you to turn to Him all through the day and just speak to Him in your own heart and mind and ask for His leading, His guidance, His blessing. Respond to Him when He's leading you or convicting you about something you're doing that you shouldn't be doing. He wants you to interact with Him all day. Christianity, the Christian life, is a living, ongoing relationship with God. And in any relationship, you need to relate. Don't let your Christianity just be a name that you wear or just a Sunday activity. Make it your whole life. Learn to walk through your day in good relationship with God. We're reading Psalm 119, verses 73 to 80 today. Here's what it says. The psalmist speaking to God says, "Your hands made me and fashioned me. Give me understanding that I may learn your commandments. May those who fear you see me and be glad, because I wait for your word. I know, O Lord, that your judgments are righteous, and that in faithfulness you have afflicted me. Oh, may your loving kindness comfort me, according to your word to your servant. May your compassion come to me that I may live, for your law is my delight. May the arrogant be ashamed, for they subvert me with a lie. But I will meditate on your precepts. May those who fear you, Lord, turn to me, even those who know your testimonies. May my heart be blameless in your statutes, that I may not be ashamed." The emphasis of this passage is on our relationship with other people who love the Lord. May those who fear you see me and be glad, because I wait for your word. You know, when someone really loves God and loves His word and lives for God and their lives are transparent in their spiritual commitment to God, people who don't love God often are not happy to see them coming, but other people who love God are so excited to see them. That's what he's saying. May those who fear you, other people who live for God, may they see me and be glad. Hey, here comes so-and-so. I can't wait to spend some time with him. Verse 79, may those who fear you turn to me, even those who know your testimonies. How great to be that kind of person who is that positive influence in other people's lives, who encourages them in their spiritual walk. And this psalm is challenging us to be that kind of person. As you think about your own life today, as you go into this day, each person you're going to encounter, how can you encourage them in their relationship with God? Or how can you encourage them toward a relationship with God? Make yourself available to God today to bring people joy because of your commitment to God. I'm John North.
Thanks for listening. Start your day with Life Words. Subscribe to Hope 103.2's free daily email devotional at hope1032.com.au.